Among the tens of thousands of U.S. servicemen heading for the Persian Gulf are more than 600 members of the United States Coast Guard. At least 8 cutters are being sent to the region. NPR's Philip Davis reports on the deployment and on concerns that the service's duties at home may suffer as a result.
Coast Guard Island-class cutters, 110 feet long with a crew of 16, are designed for patrolling the coast, not making a transatlantic voyage. So, to make it to the Gulf, they were sent to the Norfolk International Terminal in Virginia. There, huge black cranes plucked each 156-ton boat out of the water and loaded it onto one of the Military Sea Lift Command's transport freighters. Atlantic Area Vice Admiral James Hull ordered the deployment at the end of January. Hull says that though the Coast Guard has mainly a domestic mission, it has been involved in some way in every war the U.S. has fought.
To put it in historical perspective, the last time one could say we sent a large number of patrol boats like this or larger vessels overseas was in Vietnam. But yet in the operations around Haiti, not too long ago, we had some patrol boats involved in that. We send law enforcement detachments over to the Persian Gulf to assist the Navy in enforcing the embargo of oil.
The cutters and their crews will be used to protect high-value targets, such as Navy ships and oil tankers, against the type of terrorist attack that severely damaged the USS Cole while docked in Yemen in October of 2000. Again, Vice Admiral Hull.
They're very agile, flexible, good boats. They're small, highly maneuverable. Each boat has a law enforcement team that can board other vessels, and they're highly trained, and that's why they called us.
The boats and their crews come from all around the country: California, Maine, Massachusetts, New Jersey, North Carolina, and Florida. And the crews have already been receiving intensive specialized training for their new assignment. Lieutenant John Cole is captain of the USS Baranof, which is based in the Coast Guard's busy Miami station.
Well, we received some enhanced law enforcement training. We went to specialized boarding team training. We are the experts on conducting boardings throughout the United States and abroad. We also received the latest and greatest and updated training on CBR, chemical, biological, and radiological defense also.
Though Cole is married with a 1-year-old daughter, he said he and his crew were excited about going, even though it meant leaving families behind for an unknown mission.
Families still don't know all the specifics, as we don't. But again, the Coast Guard did a great job at informing them, and I feel very good about leaving my family here in Florida while I'm away. The Coast Guard will take care of everybody.
Meanwhile, there's some concern that the new deployment may hamstring the Coast Guard's efforts at home. Richard Schwartz is the head of Boat US, the largest boating association in the country. He worries that just when the service is being asked to take on extra patrols for homeland security and port security, they're being sent overseas.
If that's necessary to do so, we certainly would not want to deny that kind of support overseas. But we have to keep in mind that the Coast Guard does need funds to carry out their basic mission of safety at sea.
The Coast Guard's Hull says the service is working with customs and local law enforcement to fill the gap. But the magnitude of the problem was underscored just a few weeks ago in Key West when 4 armed Cuban soldiers seeking to defect pulled up undetected to a marina just a short distance away from the Coast Guard's Key West station. Philip Davis, NPR News, Miami.